Many were from the Newburgh chapter of Community Voices Heard Power, and they walked a few blocks from their chapter office to the lobby of the building housing freshman Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney's district office. They hung a banner that read Maloney's Soup Kitchen and formed a line filling bowls with turkey noodle soup. They chastised Maloney for his vote in May to cut $20.5 billion in the National Food Stamp Program, known as SNAP, or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Here's Tiara Velez.
1.8 million people will be affected. Are food pantries and soup kitchens going to be able to feed us all?
No.
210,000 students will lose their school lunches. It's bad enough we are losing our food stamps, but he has to take food out of children's mouth also? How selfish.
Maloney says his vote on the House Agriculture Committee has been misunderstood, that he wanted to get the five-year farm bill out of committee onto the House floor, where he says the massive cut has a better chance of being reduced. The farm bill contains the SNAP program. Recently, Maloney told WAMC,
"But I want to be clear, I do not support, in principle, the $20 billion cut, but there was no way that bill would get out of committee without letting it survive for now. But the Senate and the full House will fix it, I believe."
In fact, the Senate version of the farm bill that passed Monday contains about $4 billion in SNAP cuts, and Maloney has said he hopes the House comes close to such a figure. Meanwhile, low-income residents who knocked on Maloney's district office door were invited in by District Director Edward Brancati. Maloney was in Washington. Cynthia Gilkison spoke on behalf of the residents before handing over a letter.
It seems as if he's trying to play to his wealthier constituents instead of to the people who need him the most.
That's right.
And we are the people who tried to get him into office and worked our asses off basically to get him into office because we thought he was going to be on our side. Now it looks like he's voting against us. These cuts that he's voting for are going to greatly affect our communities. I mean, I would be devastated if I lost my food stamps. I would not know what to do.
She continues, and Brancati replies.
Basically, that's what we're doing here today, is trying to make him aware of what his voting, what his power in office can actually do, how it can damage us significantly. So.
Okay. Look, I will tell you that Representative Maloney does not want these cuts, right? He is not, looking to hurt and take people's food stamps away. I mean, he does believe that there can be some streamlining in the system, that there is some waste and some fraud in the system.
Residents then wanted to know why Maloney voted as he did if he does not support such a cut.
If the bill is wrong, why did he vote for it?
Yeah. I don't understand that.
Why did he vote for it? Why did he stand strong like he's supposed to?
What you're, I think, referring to is the vote on an amendment that was offered by Representative McGovern to restore
right.
all of the cuts. And I think he believes that there is some savings that can be achieved. So to restore completely, he doesn't believe in the steepness and the severity of the cuts that the Republicans are talking about.
He refers to Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jim McGovern. Maloney has called the $20.5 billion cut mean-spirited and says he agrees with those who are concerned about the food stamp cuts.
I do believe there are ways to save money in an $800 billion program. What I've said is it has to be much less than the Tea Party wants, and it needs to be fair. And we need to get a very good farm bill at the same time.
In the letter handed to Brancati, the Community Voices Heard Power members ask that the congressman do three things. First, to co-sponsor the Inclusive Prosperity Act that would tax Wall Street firm transactions, providing revenue for such programs as SNAP. The bill, also known as the Robin Hood Tax Campaign, is sponsored by Minnesota Democrat Keith Ellison. Second, they ask Maloney to draft and circulate a Dear Colleagues letter in which he commits to fighting for revenues and standing firm against cuts to critical services. Finally, they invite him to join the SNAP Challenge and live on food stamps for 1 week. As the Newburgh and Poughkeepsie residents were making the request, more than 25 Democratic members of Congress began a national SNAP Challenge, including McGovern of Massachusetts and New York's Joseph Crowley, who represents portions of the Bronx and Queens. No word yet on whether Maloney will take them up on any of the requests. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.